The Kama Sutra of Kindness, position number 3. It's easy to love through a cold spring when the poles of the willows turn green, pollen falls like a yellow curtain, and the scent of paper whites clots the air. But to love for a lifetime takes talent. You have to mix yourself with the strange beauty of someone else. Wake each morning for 72,000 mornings in a row, so breathed and bound and tangled that you can hardly sort out your arms and legs. You have to find forgiveness in everything, even ink stains and broken cups. You have to be willing to move through life together the way the long grasses move in a field when you careen blindly toward the other side. There's never going to be anything straight or predictable about your path, except the flattening and springing back. You just go on walking for years, hand in hand, waist deep in the weeds, bent slightly forward like two question marks, and all the while, it burns, my dear. It burns beautifully above you and goes on burning like a relentless sun.
Faye and I had a great deal of fun several weeks ago putting together this service. As you notice, it has no sermon. It has readings on the topic of the day, and it has the lovely story about Cupid. And so we move forward with a reading that I shared at a New Year's wedding several years ago. And this reading came to mind as we were planning amidst all of that snowfall, which I was told never happens in Victoria when we moved here. This is a reading entitled Valentine. Creation gives us snow. Lest we imagine beauty was only for summer, or trees for leafing, just in case we thought cold was for winter, or at best, firesides or pots of pea soup. Creation gives us snow. Creation outlines each slender twig with snow, a flake at a time. With divine patience, winter writes a character, a syllable, a word, until nature's grace is there on every tenacious surface. And what of you and me? Ought we to think we can do better in our building of trust, that we dare hurry such a thing as friendship? Let us write our vows slowly, knowing some of the words like snowflakes will fall away, that from time to time a misunderstanding will come like a gust of wind or a bird's foot to a snow-covered branch, disrupting the careful gifts of love. Let us work on our manuscript, mirroring nature's patience, until the love is whole and the drift of our days is done. Now, as we close the meditation and move into the final reading, I want to invite you to put your hand over your heart, because this reading, this last reading, is going to remind you of what a miraculous thing your heart is. You might feel the pumping, the beating of your heart. You might feel that pulse in your chest. You might even, if you're very attentive, feel like you can almost feel the blood moving through your body that your heart allows to happen, makes happen. And now Faye will share a poem that will remind you of what a miraculous muscle your heart is.
It's a poem called Praise for My Heart by Carl Dennis. Don't you deserve a few lines for yourself? You who work in the dark, in silence, under no orders, with no weekends free, shipping food to the hungry cells on all my peripheries. When I wake in the morning, it seems clear you've been at it all night. I get up shamed by your diligence. What can such efforts signify but faith in the enterprise? You're certain the world would be wounded if you once failed me. You believe in me without thinking.